Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. It is my honor and truly my pleasure to welcome new students to Concordia Seminary. I'm pleased to welcome your families, your mentors, returning students, and everyone in the chapel this morning. Just as heartily, I welcome you who are joining us by live stream. Welcome to all to Concordia Seminary. For quite a few years, I have had the habit of taking newspaper front pages that got my fancy and having them framed. And my collection of framed front pages is eclectic. I do have the 2005 Chicago Tribune celebrating the World Series victory of the Chicago White Sox. I did not frame the Cubs. And I have Mark McGwire's record home run page framed as well. I've got the final front page from the Sacramento Bee. Which, what's that about? Mark Twain once worked there, so it's eclectic. But of all the framed front pages I have, most of them are serious. And they are a reminder to me why we have congregations, why we have church ministries, why we have this seminary. I brought one with me. This is from the New York Times of August 19th in 2016. And I know you can't see it in the back, but on the front is a five-year-old Syrian boy in the back of an ambulance being taken to the hospital. The caption says, five-year-old Omran Daknesh was rescued Wednesday after an airstrike in Aleppo, Syria. 5 years old. It should be the time of innocence and play, and his face is filled with dirt and blood and dust. I have another newspaper. Again, the New York Times from June 26th of this year. And you may remember this photo. I haven't had these framed because I'm running out of money in wall space, okay? Horror and heartbreak. The deaths of two migrants who were trying to cross the Rio Grande led to widespread anguish on Tuesday. The bodies of Oscar Alberto Martinez Ramirez and his 23-year-old daughter, Valeria, were found near Brownsville, Texas. A father and his daughter dead at the edge of the river. Pass this around, okay? And don't pass it fast. Don't take your time and let the picture burn itself into your memory. I have one more. This is from the USA Today of August the 5th. And this is only page 3. 251 mass shootings in just 216 days. This year, more than 520 people have died in mass shootings, and at least 2,000 have been injured, according to the Gun Violence Archive. One more, and I don't have a newspaper for this. This is local, only a few miles away. This Friday morning, Xavier Usanga is supposed to be in second grade at Clay Elementary School. He's not, because a couple of weeks ago he was killed by a gun. He is the 11th child killed in St. Louis this year. With all the suffering and the sin in our cities, in our nation, and in our world, why are you holing up in a secluded Gothic seminary to study theology? I mean, really, the world wonders, what is that about? The disciples wanted to talk theology. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, "Professor, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" The students saw that human being as an object lesson for talk about sin. They wanted to use him to theologize. Jesus resisted the trap to theologize about a human being. Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And I can't speak for other seminaries in the United States, but at Concordia Seminary, doing theology is not an end in itself. We get into the Word of God, our confessions, the books of theology, only as a means to bring the works of Jesus Christ to hurting individuals. No individual is ever an object for our theological speculation. Instead, we go to that person in darkness with the light of Christ. The theme for this academic year, as you know, is grace, mercy, peace, lives of significance. The grace of God is his totally undeserved favor because of Jesus Christ. The blind man certainly didn't merit the grace of God, but neither do we by our presence and our studies and our work here. God's grace is totally unmerited. As the hymn says, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." The grace of God comes to us in mercy. Better to say it in mercies, the plural. All those acts of loving kindness with which he surrounds us day in and day out, more than we know. Every morning we sing, "Mercies new fall as fresh as morning dew." Every evening let me pay tribute with a closing day. For thy mercies, Lord, are sure, thy compassion doth endure. In receiving, past, present, and future, the grace and mercy of God, you and I have peace. Diane and I were watching the news the other day. We watch the news every day. News and a cup of caffeinated coffee really get my engine going. And Diane said in the midst of the news, she said, the whole country has gone berserk. That is true. More than ever before in my lifetime, the whole country, the world, has gone berserk. In this world, you, and apply this to yourself in the singular, each and every one of you that have been graced and received the mercies of God, you are a presence of calm. Jesus says, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Prophet Isaiah says in the 26th chapter, you will keep him, her, in perfect peace, whose heart is stayed on you because you trust him. It is well with your soul because you have and will continue to receive the total gift, the grace of God in his manifold mercies that come in Jesus Christ. This has come to you as a mission. The mission of God had you in its sights. And before eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ was ordained to come into your life with the works of God and his light. And now, we are not cocooned in this seminary. And we dare not be cocooned in our country club congregations. Now we take the mission of God and the goodness of this light of Christ into the world. Martin Luther said this, a Christian lives not in himself, but in Christ and in his neighbor. Otherwise, he is not a Christian. There are, you know, two tables to the Ten Commandments, not just the first table. He lives in Christ through faith, in his neighbor through love. By faith, he is caught up beyond himself into God, and by love, he descends beneath himself into his neighbor. When Jesus came upon the blind man, when he was approached by a leper, when he saw the sick, the demon-possessed, and even not just the dying, the dead, he brought to them in a personal way the works of God. When you see an addict, a person who is incarcerated, a marriage that is struggling, maybe beyond repair, when you see someone who is homeless, when you come upon someone who is hospitalized, homebound, hopeless, when you meet with a struggling single parent, when you come to any struggling soul just trying to make it in this life, bring the works of God and the light of Jesus. There was a TV commentator on a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about the mass shootings, and this applies to so much that's going on in our country and in our world. And the commentator said that the shooter can take his own life because he sees no value in his life. And the shooter can take the lives of others because he sees no value in their lives. When you come across the myriad people in your life who do not know the grace and mercy of God and therefore do not understand that their lives are significant, personally, with his grace and his peace, his grace and his peace, then you go to them, not as an object to theologize, but as an extension of the love of Jesus for the people for whom he died. Never meet a stranger, because everyone that you meet is someone for whom Jesus died. So we will begin the 181st academic year. And we do theology here, we get into the books here as a means to bring the good news of God to hurting lives. You will be reading sometime in the next year or so a homiletics book by Dr. Thomas Long. Dr. Long is a homiletics professor at Candler School of Theology at Emory University. And early in the book, Dr. Long makes a significant point, which we all need to keep in mind. The pastor who is preparing a sermon for Sunday goes to the scriptures on behalf of the people. As you and I study theology, we are doing this on behalf of the people, on behalf of the children who are being victimized by a violent society, on behalf of their families who grieve and may be dysfunctional, on behalf of anybody. When you and I study theology, and when we prepare Bible classes and sermons and lectures, we go to the scriptures on behalf of the people. That means we now are going to hit the books with earnestness for the sake of the people for whom Jesus died and rose again, that their lives might be significant. Jesus says, "We must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work." Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.